The last nekuda that I wanted to speak about, which really doesn't directly relate to our Tosfos per se, but it really is an outgrowth of once you've been dealing with these sugyas, you really have to discuss this inyan, which has tremendous, tremendous ramifications. So if you remember, we were discussing the cases of a yinuka de shtape chamino. The Gemara, it starts off in Samach Zayinim of these, and then continues on to Samach Chesamir Aleph. So the Gemara discusses ahu yinuka de shtape chamino, which it's not entirely clear what the exact case was, that they needed to ask a goy to carry the water. Does anyone remember what the two possibilities, even with that, even within that side of the Gemara? Yeah.
Well, it's either derabanan or deraisa.
Right. How is it deraisa?
If it was deraisa, it was from Rishis Rabbah. It's in a chatzer.
Or it's maver daladan Rishis Rabbah. Right. Or it's if it's derabanan, it's a chatzer, and that's going to have nafkaminas of whether or not you're going to be matir or mir la'akim l'tzarich mitzvah on a deraisa. What? Right. Exactly. Oh. So, but we haven't really dealt with Rabosai, which a few of you brought up during the Seder, is that at the end of the day, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in a few places in Maseches Shabbos, there's an entire perek that's really dedicated to this, the 19th perek of Shabbos, which is a very Geshmak perek. If you ever want like a limud, like Geshmak limud, or Blazer de Mila, discussing like the nature of Mitzvah Mila and where that, how far back that goes to be override Shabbos. But ultimately, Rabbi said, the Gemara says, Beferish Zegzeris HaKosuv, B'yoyim Afilu B'Shabbos, which is in which Parsha?
Which one?
Tazria, excellent. B'yoyim Afilu B'Shabbos, that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Now, I want to ask you something, Rabbi said, that you should really think about. What's the Malacha? Yeah.
Maybe
Netilas Neshama. But are you using the blood? So that's like a little weird. When I need the blood, right? If I don't use the blood, that's not getting.
I kill a bug. Why would I kill a bug? That's also to kill a bug. I'm not using the blood.
Maybe it's not also deraisa.
Really?
It's possible.
Maybe it is.
No, it's probably not.
Really?
It's probably derabanan. You're killing a bug not because I want the bug dead. I'm killing a bug because it's bothering me. That's a classic what, Rabosai, on Shabbos?
Oh.
Yeah. Huh? Malchashem Zich L'Gufa. I don't need it for itself. I need it. I'm digging a hole for the dirt. Not for... I'm sorry. I'm dealing... That's wrong. I'm digging a hole for Ein Tzarich Alafra, right? I only need it for the dirt. I don't need the hole for itself, right? That's a Malach Shein Tzich L'Gufa. Got it? If you don't need it for the purpose of what they needed it for the Mishkan, that's an automatic... Okay, it's Machlok, it's Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanim, but we Paskin, everyone except for the Rambam, it's Paskin's Malach Shein Tzich L'Gufa is the Rabbanim. So that is a real kula in a lot of Hilchot Shabbos. A lot of situations. Turning off a light. Turning off a light, Rabosai. Is that deraisa or derabanan?
Derabanan.
Why?
Because
extinguishing a fire in the Mishkan was to use the pechem. Was to use that burned out coal. Here, I just want the light off. So, most poskim hold that to turn off a light, it would be automatically a derabanan. Okay? Which, by the way, even without everything we're talking about, you're doing an Aliyah Akum, that's a very big game changer. That might be a shvus to shvus. If you have a tzarech, you have a tzarech mitzvah in a situation of a life. Good.
Wait,
okay.
So we're saying you could, this came when we're Shabbos, we're learning Shabbos, he said that, like, what just such a chiddush that learning Gemara Shabbos, I think Rosh Hash said, so you would be able to ask the goy to extinguish, if the rem is, you could ask the goy to extinguish a fire. Or if the goy is coming, he says, not only do you not tell him not to, but you also can sort of tell him to extinguish the fire. He was like blown away by it was a chiddush. I said no. It's like Adabal the Amir Lakam. I was finding that it's.
Shmuel Mordechai, I'm struggling to understand what you're saying.
That saying is there was a Rishon who said that you could that a goy can extinguish fire for you. even if it's not people out nefesh, it's like somebody's house is on fire. You could ask a goy, or you can hint that you can say that whoever extinguishes this fire is not going to lose. Yeah, that's what I was. And I was saying though that because it's this passive, hanah that he thought it was a tiddush. But there's a reason behind that because you're saying because we're not using the ashes.
That's lack of amira. There's no amira, and you're not being nana. So it's one zero plus zero equals zero. Right? That's not. I'm saying even directly. Let's say I have a tzorech. I say, please turn off the light. And
that's because it's not new. Right?
It's shvus to shvus, and I have to have a tzorech. No, if I have a tzorech, if there's a tzorech mitzvah rabosai, then I'm allowed to be nene. If I'm allowed to say it, then I'm allowed to be nene. The whole iser to be nene is only in a situation where the amir la'akum itself is also. Or if the amir la'akum itself is mutter, because you're being mekel for some other reason, like you get into one of the heterim of shus to shus makom mitzvah, so then it'll be mutter. Okay. A person could argue that they can't sleep and there's nowhere else to sleep. And that, you know, that he needs to make Shabbos. He's going to have to stay up. He's not going to be able to. If he has nothing else, you have to wait. It's not, I don't want to say one, you know, you have to figure it out. A lot of times there's another option. It's just not as geschmack. So, you know, what's the tzarech mitzvah in terms of food? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says if you have cholin, so you don't need the other kugel. So then, like, don't tell him to go to the car to get the thing. But if you don't have any food, so then that's probably going to be a tzarech mitzvah. Good.
That's by
mirror,
meaning but there's two ones.
That's straight up there too. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Isai, fine. So what is malach? So netilas neshama. So that's one option. It's also some of the paiskim say, some of the rishonim say maybe it's tikkun mone. You're fixing the child. He's becoming a mohel. He's a broken entity. Now he becomes makav patrus tikkun mone. You're now finishing him up to become a yid. That's like others say that maybe it's geizis. You're shearing off the skin. That's the shittim gubetzis and ksubis discusses. It's not entirely clear what the malacha is. There's a tshuva of the Dvar of Ram, the Kavna Rav. He discusses all of these issues. What perhaps whatever it is doesn't really matter to us because at the end of the day there was a deraisa that was being violated, but the Torah tells us in Parshat Tzria, "Ubayoyim afilu b'Shabbos," that we override Shabbos in order to be mekayim the mitzvah smila. However, comes along the parak Reb Elazar de Mila, quotes Machlokes Reb Elazar and Reb Yekiva. Reb Elazar was mekel about this, but we don't paskin like him, and that is that mila is doicha Shabbos. The actual cutting is doicha Shabbos, but machshirei mila is not doicha Shabbos. The preparatory activities and things that could have been taken care of, but you were lazy, or you didn't take care of that before Shabbos, even though you need that now in order to do the Mila, that's not going to be able to override, that's not going to be able to be Doicha Shabbos, and that is really the first few blot of Reb Elazar de Mila discussing this concept of Machshirei Mila, also applications to other cases of mitzvahs, like a lulav and an esrog, whether or not Machshirim or Doicha. Reb Elazar had a big chiddush that he said even the Machshirim were included in the Pasuk to override Shabbos in such a situation, and we don't paskin like that, and we hold that machshir and preparatory activity would not be included. With that background, with that premise, and now we really have to analyze this Gemara from a different vantage point. So now the Gemara goes in, and the Gemara eventually discusses that it was Aideyakum, and he either was carrying a chotzer, shvus, shvus, fine, that was mutter l'tzorech mitzvah, good. Zokt Rashi, ha'hu yinuka d'shtapi chamima, Zokt Rashi, erivin samech zayin amabiz, Rashi says, shahayu rotzen lamulo, that they wanted to give him mila, v'hichmu lo chamin mi be'erev, and they, from before Shabbos, heated up water, v'nishpechu hayoyim, and now, on the eighth day, it spilled out. Okay? So now, the Rishonim point out that there are two hot water urns that are necessary, at least were necessary in the times of the Gemara, in order to perform this meal. There was the hot water urn that was used to wash the baby prior to the Mila. And then there was the hot water urn that was used to wash the baby in the traumatic situation after the mitzvah Mila. Okay? So the question is, which hot water urn spilled out that we now have to analyze in the Gemara in Erevin, that the Gemara says that only since you have the option of a goy carrying it in a, doing a derabbanon, at least according to the Rif and according to Tosfos, so therefore what? That would be mutter. Mashma, that everything else would be asur. Okay? That is the premise of our sugya. So that is what starts the Rif in Maseches Shabbos. The Rif says as follows: on Daf Nun Gimel and Daf Yarif in Maseches Shabbos. Marchitzen es hakatan, we wash the katan bein lifnei amila ubein la'achar amila. We wash the katan before the mila and after the mila. Umezalfen alav biyad, and we shmir him avalo bekli. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer marchitzen es hakatan b'shlishi shechalios b'shabbos. Shnemer v'ayah b'ayom ashlishi b'yusim koyvim safik ben shiva safik ben shmona b'androgenus ein mechalon es b'shabbos. Reb Yehuda mutter b'androgenus. Okay, fine. So then the riff continues, and the riff says, Kiyasa Ravin Amr Abibo, Amr Abulazar, Amr La, Amr Abyogna, Loch Krab Lozab, and Azai, Bein Mechamin Shulchma, Shabbos, Bein Mechamin Shulchma, Bod Yom, Bein Archotas Mila, Bein Archotas Kol Gufo, and they should Sakona Ilo, it's a Sakona for him not to have the water. Va Amr Rebusa, Shaloch Krab Lozab, and Azai, Biom Gimel, the Kolshkin Berishan Shemachitzen also Gadarka, he needs it for the first 3 days, he's in a matzo of Sakona, you have to wash him. Bein Lifni Hamila, Bein La'achar Hamila. Bein Bechamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos, Bein Bechamin Shehuchmu B'Erev Shabbos. Zok the Rif, this applies whether or not the hot water is heated up before Shabbos, or even if the hot water is heated up on Shabbos. What does that mean? Why is the Rif telling me that you're heating up water on Shabbos? What's the case over here, everybody say? If anything, the Gemara in Erevin says that the only time we heated up the water on Shabbos was Agav Ime, was through a Gansa Lomdis of Riba B'Shiurim, and we had to analyze that, Rabbi Yisai, with an Arichas and our Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ran. But it sounds like the Rif is saying what? That you could have a matzav of what? Of Mayim Shehuchmu on Shabbos. So how do we understand that? What's the pshat in this Rif? So comes along the Baal Amor, and the Baal Amor quotes this riff. Someone had a question? Okay. Comes along Baal Amor, and Baal Amor quotes this riff. Kosev Arivza. Behilchus marchitzen esakot and kedarko bein mufnei amila bein malachar amila. Bein bechamin shuch mu b'shabbos bein bechamin shuch mu b'erev shabbos. Velo hoya lo lo markach. The riff overstepped himself, and he shouldn't have said such a thing. Zok the Baal Amor. Elakach marchitzen esakot and kedarko lefnei amila bechamin shuchnu b'erev Shabbos. You can wash the baby with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Ula achar mila im nishbechu b'chamin shal mechamin lo shal ula achar mila im nishbechu chamin shalo, and if La'achar Amila, the hot water urn spilled, mechamen lo chamen af b'Shabbos. Then we have the ability to heat up water on Shabbos. If neisha sakonu lo, because right now this water spilled, and he's in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. Hu shenishbechu la'achar Amila. But the mashmos of the Rif, Rabbi Yisai, says the Baal Amor, is not that the Shvi... When did the oops happen? That's a good title, Jeremy. When did the oops happen? When did the oops happen? Right? After the Mila. But if it fell before the Mila, it's like the Baal Amor, then you can't say, Bein Bechamin Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. You don't have a heter in such a situation. Avol Nishvuchu Kodem Mila HaMila Nidchis Vein HaShabbos Nidche. What's the Raya? Zok the Baal Amor, you're going to override Shabbos there, because that's going to be what? That's going to be tantamount to what? What meaning it's called Machshirei Milah. And Machshirei Milah are not Teichas Shabbos. We don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. V'rai l'dover. And I'll bring you a proof. Me'ahu yinuka d'shtapi chamima. K'di isim b'sechas Erevin. V'chein kasav ariv zal b'sof perek zeh. Ha'perek. V'heich d'shtapi chamima d'yinuka. Ida avder misimon b'asad d'imol avdinan lei b'shabasa mishum sakara. D'shamina mineh d'yishtapi chamima mekame d'imol titcha milo avaloi titcha Shabbos. So says the Baal Mor, and what's going to happen if the hot water spilled mikame amila before the mila? So guess what? The mila is canceled. Tell everyone to go home. We're not going to override Shabbos over here. Although the Torah told us we're allowed to violate Shabbos in order to be mikame the mitzvah mila, you're only allowed to be mikame the mitzvah mila, but you're not allowed to do anything else, and therefore you do not have the heter to do the mila in such a situation. So Rabbi Yisai, that is a sheet of the Baal Mor, which to me is very logical. The Baal Mor makes a lot of sense. And it fits very well the whole setup of our Gemara. The Gemara in Erevin says you have a limitation. You are stuck. You have ishtafe chamime. And the Baal Mor says, yeah, it's before the mila, and you're stuck. So therefore, if you cannot find a derech hamuteris, if you do not have some sort of binyan through a taisus and gittin on daf, Zayin Andav Chesem and Beis, and through a Gansam Ha'alach of Riba Bishyurim and Amir Lakum or whatever it is to say why this is not Chilul Shabbos, then you are takas stuck and you will say, we are not going to go through with this meal. However, the Baal Mor is obviously saying that there is another opinion out here. So the question is, Rabbi Yisai, what did the Rif hold? And how did the Rif deal with the Gemara Nerev?
How did Rabbi
learn
initially the Kol
Shekain when Rabbi
read it
there? Kol Shekain?
The third day, which you're in pain, it's a Kol
Shekain
Rishon.
It's an extension of the Pekuach Nefesh. As in, you're more Pekuach Nefesh closer to the traumatic experience.
And so Kol Shekain. Is it just Stami mentioning the first day, why not second day?
Well, first day is the most one.
First day is the most?
Yeah.
We don't know third day is the most.
What?
Third day is the most painful.
No, but it's closer to the trauma.
First day is right. Pain.
Yeah. When you have a surgery, right? Even if you're in pain on third, right? The most critical days is how you're responding in the first few days, right?
Rebbe Kane at the Baal Mor is saying that the oops happened for the riff after the mila.
The Baal Mor is saying that the only time that the Gemara makes sense is if the oops happen after the mila.
And you're saying the Rif is saying that?
I'm sorry. That was wrong. That was wrong what I just said. The oops happened before the mila. If the oops happened after the mila, then the whole Gemara would not apply. Then you do whatever you got to do, because it's Pekuach Nefesh. The oops happened before the mila. We found a way to still go on with the mila. And that's, we had to find the Derech HaMuteres through Shus to Shus and through everything we've been discussing about, because there is a limitation. If the oops happened before the Mila and you don't have a guy, right, then you know what's going to happen? You're talking going to say, there's no mitzvah here. There's no Mila over here. We're going to push it off to Sunday.
So he's disagreeing with
it. So he disagrees with the Rif, exactly. So what does the Rif hold, everybody say? So comes along the Ramban, B'Kedarko B'Kodesh, the Ramban, and his Mohammed Hashem. I don't know why it's not here. If anyone, I didn't find it in this long Mohammed on the next Amud. If anyone finds out where the Ran quotes here, the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Rif has a fundamental disagreement with the Baal Mor, which ultimately will have implications how we learned our Gemara in Erevin that we've been focusing on for a very long time. And the Ramban sets up with the following theoretical question. He says, you have a situation where right now you have a chiv. I have a mitzvah of a milah. The Torah tells me I should do a milah. It's the eighth day. Eighth day is fallen Shabbos. Milah overrides Shabbos. Machshirei milah, everyone agrees, we paskin against Rabbi Elazar, is not Teichas Shabbos. Preparatory activity to get to the Mila is not going to be Derech Shabbos. The Etzem Mila is Derech Shabbos. Nothing else. You can't sharpen your knife. You can't drive the car. You have to. It has to be Mila and Mila alone. But now I have another fundamental question. Once the Torah tells me that, and I take that chiyuv and obligation very seriously, but I know as an outgrowth of that approach and that chiyuv and that mitzvah that I'm going to fulfill, I'm going to set up a situation of pikuach nefesh that I'm going to have to override Shabbos. Says the Ramban, that's the opinion of the Rif. The opinion of the Rif is, listen to this phrase, Rabbi Yisai, this is the way to remember the Ramban's shita, Ein lecha ella mitzvah l'shaita. I have the obligation that I have that stands for me right now. It's the biggest yisod, Rabbi Yisai, in the world of business and the world of life and parnasa. Stop with the daigas. Don't start worrying about every single situation and what's going to be. Ein lecha ella mitzvah l'shaito. I have a chiyuv to take care of my obligations today. Oh, but what's going to be if I go to Seder today? Maybe I'm not going to make that connection. Maybe I'm not going to make that impression. The right guy. The Rebbeinu Shlomo tells you to live today. Kihem chayenu hayoyim. Today is my day. And what will be in the future will be the Rebbeinu Shlomo's chiyuv. I'm speaking to myself right now, Rabbi Yisai. We can't just sit in the world of the asul. So, Dr. Ramban, that has halachic implications. It's not only a musar shmuz. It's not only a yisoid for life that a person shouldn't be a doyeg, and a doyeg is the worst mida, Rabbi Yisai, for the world of Safik and for the world of Amalek, to just be doyeg. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be in the future? How am I going to be? I'm not going to get this job. I'm not going to get this person. It's not going to work out with this girl. Then I'm never going to be married. No, there is a Rabbeinu Shlomo. So Dr. Ramban, that's true in the world of halacha as well. Ramban says, the Torah tells you right now, I have to be doich Shabbos. Aye. So Dr. Ramban, but you're what? You're being masne, lechatchila, a situation, you're putting yourself in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. So Dr. Ramban, if the Torah tells me right now that I have a chiyuv, so I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to even set up pikuach nefesh that I know is inevitable, and it's automatically going to happen, and that's going to override Shabbos. So you basically, it's a big chiddush. The Baal Mor thinks the Ramban's a mechalel Shabbos. You basically are lechatchila creating a matzav of pikuach nefesh. So Dr. Ramban, why is that a problem? So Dr. Ramban, deshari lemili she'ein lemitzvah el l'shaita ve'ein doichin es amila v'pnei shenitzarech achar kach lidchoyis es haShabbos. Debasar haki pikuach nefeshu dedochilei. So, Dr. Ramban, right now you have a mitzvah. Ein lecha mitzvah el l'shaita. And what? And I, even though afterwards you're going to have what? Pikuach nefesh. So afterwards I'll have a separate heter. And he proves this from the lashon of the Mishnah Masech Shabbos. Umasnis and deka lo diktoni lo yishacha k'mon merver Shabbos lo yis bishinov. The Gemara gives you options. Obviously, you should minimize the amount of Chilul Shabbos that you could do. But the point is that even if you didn't, you should still do it. For the fact that it gave you a takana, it didn't say, just don't do the Mila. You see that we still do it. And try to minimize as much as possible in that situation of pikuach nefesh. But the fact that you will be in pikuach nefesh is not a reason to override the mila and to say to cancel the mila now. And that's the exact shita of the Rif. Maybe derech shazaram afilu mechatzar acheres b'shalon ishtatfu yisura derabana miya ika v'im isa demachshiran lachar mila kimekame mila. And if we held what? No, those things necessary after the mila are like before the mila and would have a din of machshiran that are not toich shabbos. Titcha mila, then you should say we should cancel the mila, and the Gemara doesn't say that. Shari yimidu devarim bevakum karis el shvami no she ein tzarche sakona shela achar amila doichines amila. As long as this is going to be something necessary for after the mila, and that's going to have a stamp of heter pikuach nefesh after the mila is done, so then we don't override the mila. We go ahead with the mila. V'imkein mechal l'tzarech sakona zehu dasa rambanza. L'fizel, holder, I'm reading be'erivin. Aye, how do you learn the Gemara in Erivin? Bahu yanuka dishtapik chamima. What's the case where we're stuck and we have to find ayidei agoy, or we have to find the derech hamuteris? Otherwise, it sounds like we would override the mila. Now the Ramban has some explaining to do. The Baal HaMor understands that kipshuto. What's the Ramban's case that the Gemara was limited in the case of ishtapik chamima? Umaisalei arif bepirkin. No, ishtapik chamima dekoy de milahi. It's talking about the water that spilled that was used for what? For washing the baby when? Before the milah. Washing the baby before the milah, that's not what? That's not pikuach nefesh. All that is what? Machshirin. Are machshirin doicha Shabbos? We paskin against Rabbi Lazar. Machshirin are in doicha Shabbos. Azoy is the machleik, is the Baal HaMor and the Ramban.
Isn't this all in Rabbi Lazar?
No. No, it's not within Rabbi
Lazar. So then the milah would be canceled?
In such a situation, that's where the Ramban has to say that the Gemara in Erevin was assuming if you didn't have a derech hamuteres, the actual milah would be canceled only for that hot water that was from before. Are there any other rayas to this debate? So Zokhtaran, that he thinks that the shita of the Baal HaMor is supported from another shita, and that's the shita of the Rashba. Shita of the Rashba is found in Boisai in, I don't know, I think the Mosar of Kok has his volume. Some places you can find the Rashba. The Rashba is on Maseches Beitza. It's in the beginning of Beitza. The beginning of Beitza is discussing a lot of the sugyas of Simchas Yontif. And one of the things that is mutter to be done on Yontif is shchita. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif. Ochel nefesh. I'm going to have food available for Yontif. The problem is, the Gemara says that when we shecht certain animals, so we have to do kisei adam. Which animals do we have to do kisei adam on, Rabbi Yisai? Olf and? Chaya. Tzvi. Right? There's certain animals that have the mitzvah of kisei adam, certain animals don't have kisei adam. Guys, what am I about to say?
Get cracking.
Okay. Get cracking. Okay, Hebra. So the Gemara talks about what happens in a case where you didn't shech the animal. We didn't shech the animal. And what? That you have a heter shechita for ochel nefesh. But now I have to do kisei adam. So the Gemara there talks about, Zaktaran, he quotes from the Gemara, that what? That Beis Hillel say, it's only going to be mutter what? Beis Hillel omrim lo yishchat elem keno yelo deker notes bibol yom. Only if the shovel was already stuck in there before, and then you're not going to do what? A harisha. That you're not going to violate another malacha through the kitzi adam. But they both agree that what? If you shechted, then you could do kisei. Vim Isa, why? Because the Gemara there discusses that. Once you shechted, the essay of kisei adam is going to be doicha the yisr. Vim Isa, shemolim mipnei shebishas mila, ein kan tchiyas machshirin, v'achrach b'guruch nefesh hu, shedoicha hochenami nishchit mipnei simchas yontif, ula achra mikan neima, shemitzvas kisei hu shedoicha. What's the raya, Rabbi Yisai? Why don't you take the formula that we just discussed, that right now we have a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Mila. Ah, you're going to have external chilul that you're going to have to be mechal through heating up the water, but there I'm going to have the what? The heter pikuach nefesh. Dr. Rashba, why don't you say the same thing in the beginning of Beitza? Right now I have a mitzvah of simchas yantif. Let me shecht in order to get the meat. I am creating a situation lechatchila when I don't have the shovel that what? That I'm going to have to be mechase and do kisei adam. So I'll have the heter, a mitzvah essay that's going to be doicha. I'll set up the mitzvah essay, an essay doicha lois essay of kisei adam lechatchila afterwards. Because right now I have the heter. Zokta Rashba, you see, not like the Ramban, and you're not allowed to set that up lechatchila. And from the Gemara, you see that you can't set up, just like you can't set up a situation lechatchila of pikuach nefesh, so too you can't set up lechatchila a situation of essay doicha lois essay. So that was why the Rashba sided with the Baal HaMor's interpretation in the Gemara in Erevin and how he's paskin in the Gemara in Shabbos from the setup of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel with Shechita for Tzarech Yantiv and Kisei Adam that's going to be an outgrowth of that Shechita. The Ran is not convinced. The Ran is of the opinion that Efsher Hein Aval Zu Shel Deker Ein Raya Lefi Daiti She Ein Shechita Beyantiv Mitzvah Kavua Kamila B'Shabbos. What's the Ran's Tchir, Rabbi Yisai? The Ran's Tchiya, what?
Which Ran is this?
Is the Ran in Shabbos. The next part of the Ran. Me'eno kein das v'almor. Rabbi Zecharia Levi. So the Ran says he doesn't agree. Why? Because the case was a case of Simchas Yantif. What? Why is it not parallel, Rabbi Yisai? What's the difference? Oh, beautiful. Because it's very nice that you chooses for Simchas Yantif. You're like arbitrarily choosing Heterim and saying why things are mutter or why things are aser, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. Mila, Jonah, you're going to have a boy, Mitzvah Shem, and you're going to have to do a mila on it. That's a mitzvah kavua. You can't, you miss that, you're done. You leave early on the eighth day, you're done. You're expired, you're done. You don't. That's not orthodoxy. That's not the way you live a Jewish life. That's other terutzim. So that you want a taina zok teran. You want a taina that this is a mitzvah of a chiyuv of simchas yontif. Be mesameach in some other way, zok teran. How do you compare the mitzvah of mila, which is an absolute chiyuv, which there's no question, and you have a shot clock on that mitzvah up until the end of the eighth day? And what? And the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif that you yourself are choosing that I need to have this delicacy, this meat, and this type of steak on Yontif. And now I'm going to say, oh, because of Simchas Yontif, right now I could set up a matzav of Esek Dechaleisa with Kisei Adam and now compare that to the Baal HaMor. So the Ran says, I don't agree that the Rashba has a Bam Raya like the Baal HaMor Shita against the Ramban and the Rif from this case of Meseches Beitza, because I could distinguish between the two cases. And in Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow we have to analyze the Shita of the Baal HaMor, really, and elsewhere in Meseches Shabbos, get into the situation of riding on a ship on Shabbos and see if these Baal HaMors are really consistent and what's going to happen with these sugyas. And Rabbi Yisai, I want you to think about this tonight, the sugya today. Why is this the most important sugya for anyone who is deciding to go to medical school? To think about this sugya. Chevra Shkoyach.